This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It'll be 100 years next month since Agatha Christie published her first novel. The Mysterious Affair at Stiles was the title. And even after a quarter century, the Christie industry, if you will, is still going strong. The Guinness Book of World Records says she is the best-selling fiction writer of all time. 2 million books last year, and that is just the English language versions, by the way. Feature films, TV adaptations, and stage shows abound. So, from Devon, in the southwest of England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the lasting and mysterious appeal of Agatha Christie.
At the end of a long winding path on a remote wooded hillside overlooking the River Dart, the sprawling country mansion is pure Agatha Christie.
This is Greenway, Agatha Christie's holiday home.
Did she write any of her novels here?
No, she didn't actually write at Greenway, but it was the inspiration and the setting for some of her most famous books.
Belinda Smith manages the house for a national charity that looks after places of historic and literary interest.
The murder scene in Dead Man's Folly is the boathouse at Greenway.
Last year, more than 100,000 people from all over the world came to Greenway.
We have real avid fans. We have Agatha Christie fans who are delighted to be able to come to her holiday home, sit where she sat, sort of like imagine themselves having dinner with Agatha or picnicking on the lawn with Agatha or walking the dog with Agatha.
If she were alive today, Agatha would probably be horrified. She hated being the centre of attention. As she proved in this recording from 1962 at a dinner in her honour to celebrate the 10th anniversary of her murder mystery play, The Mousetrap.
This is awful. I never have been any good.
The queen of crime who shot, stabbed, poisoned, strangled and electrocuted her fictional victims was shy, unassuming and sweet-natured, apparently mystified by her success.
Sometimes I really can't believe it's me.
She'd be more mystified today. The Mousetrap ran in London for 67 years until COVID interrupted it. It's due to reopen next month. Her novels have done even better. Total sales of more than 2 billion. Tony Medawar organises the annual International Agatha Christie Festival in her hometown in southwest England. He says her enduring appeal isn't hard to fathom.
People still enjoy the way that Christie winds the clues in and out of the narrative and plays tricks upon the reader, which work on screen, on stage, and on paper.
And so, a century after she launched it, the Christie industry continues to thrive.
I am Detective Hercule Poirot, and I will deliver your killer.
Due out in December, a remake of Death on the Nile, the latest of more than 50 Agatha Christie movies. It follows the 2017 remake of Murder on the Orient Express, which grossed over $350 million. And more activity on the book front. The Agatha Christie Company, which owns the copyright and carefully guards the author's image, commissioned best-selling crime writer Sophie Hannah to write some more Poirot novels. She got the job after correctly answering this question.
Would you want to change anything about Poirot or bring him into the 21st century? And I said, goodness me, no. I hated the idea of bringing him into the 21st century, where he'd be able to Google all the suspects and look at their Twitter profiles. I thought that would be terrible.
Her fourth Poirot novel, The Killings at Kingfisher Hill, was out in the US earlier this month. The publisher, HarperCollins, won't say how well the other three have done, but Sophie claims they have made her richer. And commissioning these so-called continuation novels seems to have been good for the Agatha Christie Company too.
The sales of her novels have massively increased since there started to be new Poirot novels, because people have just been reminded that she's still a going concern, you know, rather than something from the past.
Like the Queen of Crime, the Agatha Christie Company prefers to keep a low profile, refusing to answer my questions about finance. But a swift bit of sleuthing reveals the company earned $33 million in royalties in the latest year, it reported. Quite a killing. Who done it? Agatha done it. That's who. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.